The eighth side, investors in the education business have a role about ethical and social responsibilities. As follows. 1. Educational impact. Ensuring the venture balances profitability and educational quality or impact. And 2. Sustainability. Advocating for sustainable practices regarding environmental impact and long-term business viability. Details about educational impact are as follows. First, balance between profitability and quality. Educational ventures must balance being financially viable and providing high-quality education. This involves ensuring that the pursuit of profit does not compromise educational standards and outcomes. Second, accessibility and inclusivity. A commitment to making education accessible to diverse students, including those from underprivileged backgrounds or with special needs. This includes offering scholarships, flexible payment options, or developing inclusive curricula. Third, outcome-focused approach. Focusing on the educational outcomes and impact on students, such as knowledge acquisition, skill development, and employability. Ventures should regularly assess and improve their educational offerings based on these outcomes. Fourth, ethical practices in marketing and enrollment. Conduct ethical marketing practices that accurately represent educational services and avoid misleading students about potential outcomes. Fifth, stakeholder engagement. Involving various stakeholders, including students, educators, and the community, in decision-making processes to ensure the venture aligns with broader educational needs and values. And sustainability are as follows. First, environmental sustainability. Implementing eco-friendly practices in operations, such as reducing waste, using sustainable materials, and minimizing carbon footprint. This is increasingly important as environmental concerns become more prominent. Second, long-term business viability. Ensuring the long-term sustainability of the business through sound financial management, strategic planning, and adaptability to changing market and educational trends. Third, social responsibility. Contributing positively to society, which can include community engagement, supporting local initiatives, or participating in charitable activities related to education. Fourth, sustainable growth strategies. Adopting sustainable growth strategies that do not compromise the quality of education. This might involve measured expansion, strategic partnerships, and continuous innovation in educational offerings. Fifth, ethical labor practices. Ensuring fair labor practices, including fair wages, professional development opportunities, and a healthy work environment for all employees. In summary, ethical and social responsibilities in educational ventures revolve around creating a positive educational impact while maintaining sustainable practices. These responsibilities reflect a commitment to delivering quality education, being environmentally and socially responsible, and ensuring the long-term viability of the venture. Balancing these aspects requires a strategic approach that aligns business goals with ethical and social values.